I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And we're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're parents who game and gamers who parent. We have two kids, a four-year-old and a six-year-old. And this is where we share all about our life in gaming and parenting. This is episode 127. And this is a special episode where we will give the most recent game that we've completed, which is Split Fiction, a rating. And these ratings are definitely going to be more specific to gamer parents, but we'll talk more about that later. Before we jump into the rating, we like to share what's been going on in life. So I'll pass the mic over to Kevin.
Well, yeah, so I talked last week about an upcoming surgery that I'm going to have, and that is that I have another cyst to get removed, and so that's happening this Thursday, most likely a couple days after this episode drops. So if you listen to this right away, and you're the praying kind, could use some prayers for that upcoming surgery. It'll be probably about a week of recovery and stitches and all that not so fun stuff that comes with it. So that's going to be pretty much my next week here in a few more days.
Yep.
Which I'm not looking forward to, but I just want to get it done and over with.
Yeah.
And just get past all of it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be playing nurse.
Yes. And I will already thank you in advance for mm-hmm. being the amazing nurse that you are. And I know it's harder when one of us is down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what I'm dreading, but have going on in life right now. What about you? Anything you wanted to share for this week?
So the past week, nothing that eventful happened, but I do want to share this experience I had for the first time, which is putting up wallpaper for a friend of mine. And she's about to have a baby, so she needed help from a few close friends, including me, to put up the wallpaper in the baby's room.
Sounds easy, right?
And all of us have never put up a wallpaper before. I think it's more of a thing in the past, right? I remember your mom saying it was trending when you guys were kids or like mm-hmm. babies. I remember seeing pictures of your rooms with wallpapers. And we're all like, how hard can it be? You know, we've never put wallpaper up and sounds easy enough. We know how to wrap gifts. So yeah. Anyways, this is not even like the wallpaper that you have to put plaster and or glue behind it. It's the peel and stick kind of wallpaper. So it's not as super simple, right? And boy, were we wrong. We were so humbled by the experience. I don't think we even did half of what we were supposed to do that night. And it took us like maybe a few hours. And I felt so bad leaving with it not completed. But we did get to bond. And a funny story, it took like a few tries because it comes in strips, right? So you have to roll it down and cut it at the bottom and at the top and stick it to the wall. But for some reason, like, I don't know how, like when I'm rolling it down, it keeps like tilting or getting slanted to the side. It's not going down straight, basically.
Okay.
And that's like frustrating because then you have to like unroll it by pulling it back out and then re-roll it on. And yeah, it was crazy. And the funny thing happened, like we already did maybe 4 strips down already. We were already like confident that we could finish that room. We were saying like, oh, you know, it takes 4 of us to roll it down and keep it straight. 1 of us to see to make sure it's straight. 1 of us to hold the top. And yeah, it was teamwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Split Fiction. Everyone had their role to play in this wallpapering adventure. So anyways, we're doing it and we're already about to start the 5th roll or the 5th strip down. Mm-hmm. So one of us took a step back, look at the wallpaper and said, the 2 on the right doesn't seem to match the color of the 2 on the left. Right, because we already had 4 on the wall, 4 strips down. And all of us like took a step back and looked. And it was true what she had said. The color was off. The 2 on the left was kind of like cream colored. And then the 2 on the right was more white. But the print was the same. And
it was enough that like if you focus, like if you looked at it, you could really tell.
Yes.
Oh no.
And then we started like looking through the Amazon, because it's an Amazon order. We looked through the order. The order was right that she had ordered the exact same kind, right? But then on the model number or something like the run number, it was the same for the rest except 1 that we're currently doing. And we were like livid because we realized Amazon had packed the wrong color in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that obvious because, you know, off-white and white, you can't really tell the difference until you step back and look, you know? So, yeah, it was crazy. And then we decided, like, trying to cover over it, but it wasn't working. Things just keep ripping. And in the end, it was an unfinished business. So, yeah, I thought it was a noteworthy experience that I have to mention it because all of us were kind of frustrated and it's not even cheap, you know, like to wallpaper a full room, it was about like $1,000.
That's crazy.
Worth of wallpaper.
Like, yeah. You think it would be like a lot cheaper than like painting.
I know. I thought so too. But yeah, it was driving me crazy and I was so mad at Amazon. I mean, I know that it's human error, but at the same time, it's like with all that struggle to put all 4 strips down already and to see that there's a difference in the color, that means you have to like pull apart 2 more strips and then there won't be enough to cover the whole room. That's what I mean, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but that was our experience. So yeah, that was our wallpaper experience and let's jump to the new game releases, shall we? And then do the whole Split Fiction rating.
Awesome. Cool. Yes. So new games this last week. We have Skin Deep on PC, High on Life came out on Switch, and Metal Eden on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. And that's it for new game releases this week. It was a really quiet week.
Okay. Sounds good.
But what about Game Pass games?
New on Game Pass this past week is Far Cry 4 on console, PC, and cloud. Anno 1800 on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on console, PC, and cloud. And Dredge on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud.
Yep, so adding the Call of Duties to the list. And then Far Cry 4.
I know.
Which I played, but that was like, I think I played that in college. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I played that one. But yeah, okay. Now that that is all done, let's start talking about Split Fiction.
Yeah. Right? I'll let you start without giving too much spoilers.
Yeah, so this is not to spoil the story or any, you know, surprises in the game or anything like that. This is just to talk about our experience with the game, what we liked about it, what we didn't like about it. More so around gameplay, no specifics to story. But Split Fiction, we beat on stream, so that still may be over on Twitch if you want to go check out the gameplay. But it is made by the same developers as It Takes Two. The studio name escapes me at the moment. Was it Hazelight?
I think so.
Yeah, Hazelight Studios are the ones who make it. So same creators as It Takes Two and A Way Out. both games we have also played and I'm pretty sure rated.
Yeah.
And reviewed. And so Split Fiction is our latest one. It came out maybe a month or two ago, probably closer to 2 months now. And it is very much a cooperative story game where you have to play it with two players.
Uh-huh.
No exceptions.
Yeah.
And you very much rely on the other player to, progress through the game.
Yes, so definitely.
A lot of teamwork is involved, which we like to play those kinds of games together.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a quick introduction to the story, you each play as different characters. There is Zoe and
Mio,
who are both amateur writers, novice writers, whatever you want to call them. And the game starts off by them going to this kind of tech company that basically promises to like get them published.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up and they have this kind of machine that puts the writers basically into their own stories.
Yeah, which is super cool.
Yeah, and so Zoe is a fantasy writer and Mio is a sci-fi writer. And you each play as them and you progress through these different stories that they have written. And it kind of alternates back and forth between fantasy and sci-fi. So you get to experience fantasy worlds and sci-fi worlds and all kinds of stuff from dragons to starships to exploding stars.
Yeah.
And, all kinds of fun levels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with It Takes Two, it's very similar in each of like the kind of puzzles or different areas you have to proceed through, where you very much rely on each other, and each segment of the game you pretty much have like different abilities or tools that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And each character gets something different.
Yeah.
Right? So like, just for example, there's one where one of us had like a red suit and one of us had a blue suit.
Yeah.
Right? And we had like a laser gun and like I could shoot, I forget what color I was.
Pretty sure you're blue.
Blue. So like I could shoot the blue targets or the blue things, and then you could do the red ones, and like I couldn't do the red ones and you couldn't do the blue ones.
Yeah.
Right? So we very much had to work together and communicate on things.
Mm-hmm. Like timing and everything too.
Yeah, on a lot of stuff. And and that was that specific situation was just for like one level, and then there's they change things up, right? Then you go to fantasy, and I don't know if it was necessarily right after that one, but there's the dragon level where you get dragons and we both do different things, and the things that we're able to do are needed to get through the levels.
Mm-hmm. And I think we mentioned this before in our previous episodes where I had the Sonic dragon that rolls around.
Sonic the Hedgehog dragon, yeah.
And you had a flying dragon that breathes acid out, which is super cool. And I just roll into stuff and break stuff.
Yeah. So like, for example, not to give too much away, but there are like these crystals that like can be shattered, right? So you could roll into them and break the crystals.
Yeah.
And then there's like this metal that my acid could like destroy, right? Or mm-hmm. break down. And so like, I knew what I had to do, you knew what you had to do, and like we would work together on things.
Yeah.
And so a game like this, communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
And really important.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, specifically the timing on like when you do things and when I do things, and we have to do them either at the same time or right after each other or whatever.
Yeah, agreed. So basically, that's what this game is about.
Was there anything that you really liked or did not like about the game?
I especially like how this game has a lot of retro games embedded within it. Like, for example, there is a game that's similar to Galaga, that arcade game. And then there's one that's similar to Snakes. And I think we mentioned this in our previous podcast episodes,
mm-hmm.
where we have to, like, eat stuff, but we don't stop moving, so we can't knock walls or each other, kind of.
Yeah, that was cool. It was like a two-player one. I don't know if that's normal. Like, I don't remember playing, like, a two-player Snake game, but that was extra, having to like not just avoid the walls or yourself but each other.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a pinball version.
That level was really fun. Like one of us, you. One of us was the ball. I think you were the ball.
I was the ball. And it was stressful. Yeah,
I was like the flippers.
Yeah, you were the flippers, and the timing was crazy. Like,
yeah, that was fun. I like pinball though. So
yeah, that's true. You do like pinball. And what other retro games were there? There was quite a number. I just don't remember all of them. But yeah, those are the examples. And I thought it was pretty cool for people who lived through the 80s/90s to play that part.
Yeah.
And they kind of like change it up too. You know, it's not exactly like what it was. They change it up to make it suitable to this split fiction game, like character-wise. And what else did I like about the game? I think they're very creative on the storyline and in terms of the gameplay, I mean, like what is needed to progress to each level.
Yeah, I think one of the main differences between this game and It Takes Two for me was that It Takes Two was kind of one big story and like you're kind of progressing through the different rooms or areas of the house, but you're still the whole time you're trying to figure out how to like make yourself bigger again, right?
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, like, I mean, ultimately, yeah, you're trying to get out of the machine,
mm-hmm.
but like you're also in each story, and it's like each story has characters and a bad guy, right? And like mm-hmm. a theme to it, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Which is like separate from the overall story and separate from all of the other stories.
Yeah. I agree. It's like multiple stories in one, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I really like about it. What I really don't like about it is that there are some levels where you can't come by to help me with it because you have to play your part as well. And I think that's the pinball version.
Yeah, that level was a little bit harder. But that's kind of how it's supposed to be, right? Because then you don't need communication. Like if one person can do it all at the same, like it's not requiring us both to do things at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, some of them were harder than others, and plus you had your arm injury,
yes.
right, which did not help.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, I mean, I think that was kind of how I would kind of prefer it to be. Otherwise, you know, then it's not really needing communication to get through, and it's just each person can kind of do it separately.
Yeah, that's true. But that's just me being biased.
Yeah.
Because I think we spent a lot of time trying to
get through. Or the centipede through. One? Was that the
Oh, yeah. One? That was another one that we had to work together and you can help Ooh, me. That one
was... That one was probably where we got stuck the longest. The pinball one was up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one other thing that I would say that I liked were the graphics.
Oh, yeah. One.
The graphics were definitely better than It Takes Two.
Well, it is newer.
So. Yes, it is newer, and I think that's just like one area that they improved upon from prior games, especially from A Way Out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just one thing, another part of the game to appreciate.
Yes. I do believe these graphics here, especially when we get to sit and rest at certain spots, you know, there's like a rest area for yeah. us both to
It's like a bench.
Yeah, a bench. And then we can oversee the whole area. That's so cool.
Yeah, that was good scenic points.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. It makes the characters talk to each other then too a little bit. You get a little bit more story sometimes.
Yeah. Or screenshots.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah.
And then I guess for anything that I don't like about the game, not really or not anything big. I honestly kind of wish it was more like working together stuff because a lot of it like just traveling around. I think I noticed it more in this game than the other one where like we would kind of get separated and then like we'd meet up later, you know, after we like each kind of go through our own stuff sometimes. So it's kind of like 50-50 on like how much you really relied on each other.
Really? I feel like I relied on you a lot.
I mean, there's a lot. That's why like
not 50-50. I think it's more 70% rely on each other and 30% just going separate ways with different abilities.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, that was the times that were most fun for me was like when we were having to like work on things together versus like if it was just me, I would just like whatever, go through it, right? And that's easier when there's less to worry about.
Yeah, I remember doing that a lot when you were the monkey and I was a fairy, where you would have your own path and I would have my own path. But ultimately, we would reach one point, like many times this happened, where you have to stomp on something and then like it pushed the pollen up or something to get me out of that area, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I would have to use my tree power to get branches where you can reach them. Yeah. So it's not like we're always far apart. We just have different routes to get there, and then we have to help each other continue our route. And the same with the dragon too, because you can fly.
Yeah.
And I have to roll.
Yeah. So I mean, it was good that there was like a combination of both, but I'd rather see more of the working together stuff and less of the just both players having to get to their destination their own way.
True, true.
But still, amazing game with what they do have in there.
Yeah.
That's not really like a complaint or anything for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So should we get into the different areas that we want to give ratings on? Okay, so just like every other rating in the past for any game that we have reviewed, we have five categories that we like to talk about.
And it's tailored to gamer parents, which is the first one is convenience, where it focuses on
how easy is it to stop the game at any given point and take care of whatever you need to as a parent, whether that's a crying baby or, mm-hmm. you know.
Or a toddler whatever. Getting out of bed.
Yes. All of those things that come with the territory of being a parent.
Yes. And then there's communication, because as parents, we tend to not talk to one another, and to game together is to talk to one another, and that's what we want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. And then the next category is story, because who doesn't like a good story in mm-hmm. the games that they're playing? And then fourth category is repeatability. Is this a game that you can play for very long or repeat over mm-hmm. very many times?
Yep.
And then, of course, the last category, and arguably the most important one, is how fun it is.
Yeah, agreed. Because we need a game that we both can enjoy.
Yeah, if you're not having fun, then what's the point? So those are the five categories that we will rate Split Fiction on. So let's go back to the first one on convenience.
Mm-hmm.
I will add that either player can pause the game at any time. And it pauses it for both players, everything dangerous or anything related to time and that kind of stuff. The game just completely pauses. Mm-hmm. So it's, I guess the only hard part is don't pause it on your teammate when they're in mid-jump or something, right? Other than that, it's very convenient and what's the word I'm thinking of?
Forgiving.
Forgiving, yes. That's it. The game is very forgiving.
Because when you die,
mm-hmm.
you just respawn. There's no, like...
no penalty, really, for mm-hmm. dying so much. Like, you can't go backwards if you die. Mm-hmm. Like, they put it, for the most part...
I feel like the autosave is always at...
It's almost like every single, like, obstacle you get mm-hmm. past. Like, it kind of... Like a mini checkpoint without you really knowing it.
Yeah.
And that's like that for basically both players. Mm-hmm. So, like, we could be going down, like, some crazy slide, right? And, like... as long as you don't both die, you'll just keep progressing, like, continuously.
Yeah.
Even if you do both die, you'll just, like, basically restart, like, very recently.
Yeah, like, a couple seconds before.
Yeah, so the game is extremely forgiving. They don't waste your time.
Which is very important for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't like games where it's like, oh, you failed this level. You have to go back and lose an hour worth of gameplay.
Yeah.
And you have to spend another hour to get back to where you were. Like, mm-hmm. that's not fun.
Yeah.
That's just feels like time wasted, and that's like the worst thing as a parent, because you're like, oh, that's like half my night.
Exactly.
sometimes the entire night of the time that you get to game. So
true.
That's this feels productive more that way, even though it's gaming.
Yeah.
So convenience, what did you think? What would you rate it?
I'll give it a 10.
A 10 out of 10. I'm also giving it a 10 out of 10.
And I'm not copying you.
Yeah, sure, okay. And then next on communication.
Oh, I think it's very important. So I would give it a 10.
A 10 out of 10 on communication. Okay, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10 just because of kind of what I was mentioning before, how To me, it feels like almost 50-50 on how much you're actually relying on your teammate. A lot of the time you need to communicate and it's very important, but some of the times you don't. And so I'm not going to give it a perfect score.
Yeah, I gave it a perfect score because obviously I rely on you more to get through certain things than I could. Not sure. Just like teamwork-wise, but also when it's an obstacle where you had to wait for me until I get through that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come help me. My hands, they're not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then story. What do you think about the story?
I like It Takes Two story more, but I don't know if that's because that's more relatable as a couple. I like this story as well, but there's just a difference. I would give it a 9 for a story because there's multiple stories in one.
Okay. Yeah, I gave it an 8. I think I gave It Takes Two a higher score on story, but the story of they're getting put in this machine to like live out the stories that they've written, and you know, they're trying to escape, you know, and the tech company's evil and all that stuff is like, I don't really care for that as much as like It Takes Two of like, oh, somehow they got put into the life of these, their daughter's dolls, and they're trying to like fix their marriage and they're learning, they're kind of remembering why they fell in love to begin with and all that stuff that came with that game. I like that better than like this, oh, these two strangers are becoming friends and they're learning more about each other.
Yeah.
I liked the other story better, I think, overall in this one. Like, some of the mini stories were cool, like the dragon one, right, with like, these are the...
Is the dragon even a mini? I think that was...
No. Not like a side quest mini, but I mean like... the smaller stories within the big story. You know, so I think I still liked it, which is so why I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay, fair enough. I also think the other one was more wholesome. When I said the other one, I mean It Takes Two.
Yeah. But I thought it was cool, like, you know, there's one where you're like these futuristic cyber ninjas, right? Going against like some, you know, warlord guy or whatever, or lady. But like
the parking garage.
Yes. Yeah, that one was kind of silly, but like each of us had their own like stories within the whole thing, which were kind of cool. So still, yeah, I give it an 8 out of 10 on story, and then repeatability.
Repeatability is kind of on the low side for me. I mean, it's repeatable. I want to play as your character just because I want a dragon who can fly. But I would give it a 2. For repeatability.
2 on repeatability.
Yeah, because I could just foresee myself playing it one more time as a different character.
Yeah, I think one thing that I probably never mentioned in the past for It Takes Two is not only is there some repeatability of just playing as the opposite character, like the second playthrough, but also playing with people you, like someone that you hadn't played with the first time around, right?
Yeah.
So say you have a friend group and there's like, I don't know, 4 of you, 5 of you, and you play with one person, and then you could play another playthrough with the other character, but then also playing it with, you know, a different friend, right? If you're saying if you're all gamers, right? And that might still be kind of fun to experience that, like, working together with someone, which is different than, like, most games, because if, like, part of the experience of that game is not only which character you're playing, but also who you're teamed up with. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. But I thought, like, for It Takes Two, you have to both own the game.
I don't think so. They have, like, the friend thing, pass thing.
Oh, okay. They do that, too? Because I know that.
Which, that's how we played it. That's how we played Split Fiction.
Yeah, that I know, but not for It Takes Two.
Well, It Takes Two, we played it on Game Pass.
Yeah, so that's different.
That was different, but I'm pretty sure that they did the same thing for their other games too.
Oh, okay.
Which is a really good idea, because if this game does sound fun, it's a good thing you brought that up, because you only have to buy one copy of the game to play it with a friend.
Yeah, so it's pretty repeatable if you have more than one game of friend.
Yeah, so, you know, keep that in mind too. And so repeatability, you gave it a 2. I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
Still on the lower end, just because it's a very linear game, and, you know, it would feel very different a second playthrough playing with the opposite character, but that's, for the most part, that's kind of it.
Yeah, but I think I like the story, because I like the story in It Takes Two, I would play it again because I don't remember all what it takes to reignite the passion.
I just want to re-experience the
Dr. Hakim love
book. Yeah. Again, collaboration.
Yeah.
And the last category is fun.
I would give it a 7 or 8. Hang on.
And 5 being average. Like 5 yeah. being...
I'll probably give it a 7. Because I know I did not enjoy as much the sci-fi world.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very fast pace.
There is. Yeah, there. It seems like there was a lot more like fast slides and grappling and zip lines and swings and all kinds of...
And cars and everything, like flying cars, you know?
Yeah.
And trains that I need to like keep switching. Oh,
true. Goodness, yeah.
That was so crazy. Like the fantasy was more laid back and like you could explore and do stuff. I mean, there are fast-paced stuff in the fantasy, but not as much as the sci-fi, if you ask me.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
It's always jumping through lasers or falling, avoiding machines and crazy stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a sci-fi person to begin with, so...
Yeah.
I don't enjoy playing Star Wars. Ooh, sorry. But...
Right after Star Wars Day, too.
Oh, yeah. This is the Star Wars... After the Star Wars Day.
That's fair. I think I like sci-fi and fantasy, like, almost equally. There are certain ones of each that I liked more than others, but... Yeah, I mean, it's not like certain category that I didn't really care for as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give fun a 9 out of 10.
Okay, so you're higher.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with these games. I hope that Hazelight continues to make games like this. I mean, they do really well, right? It Takes Two won Game of the year that it came out.
Yeah.
It was a big hit. I think Split Fiction is well received.
Yeah.
As well, and I think if they keep making games of this quality and this type,
yeah,
I think that they're going to continue to hopefully do well, and that hopefully they'll keep making them.
Yes, I agree.
So let's total up the scores of each category, and mine comes out to 40 out of 50.
That's 4 stars right there,
which is pretty good compared to most. Mm-hmm. And yours totaled up to 38 okay. out of 50,
close to 4 stars.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's a pretty good score. I think most games are like somewhere in the 30s for us. I was curious, and I did bring up It Takes Two because I wanted to see what we rated that. Although that was probably like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was episode 84, so that was a while ago. And you rated that one a 47.
Seriously? Wait.
Yeah.
What was the 3 that I did not like about it?
It was all in repeatability. Everything else was tens from you.
Seriously.
I think you were just like feeling happy that day. And just it Takes Two just got tens all around except for repeatability. Which is kind of the obvious one for that game of the categories that we like. But yeah, you gave that one a 10 on the fun scale.
It was
and
fun.
Story and communication and convenience. You gave them all 10.
Yeah. I still stand by that.
Okay. Yeah. I gave it a 42, so like very close to how I rated Split Fiction.
Mm-hmm. You can tell I'm a lover girl. Like, I know It Takes Two is good.
They're both great games. And
They are.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down to play It Takes Two again at some point, and I probably will be down to play Split Fiction again later on down the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our review of Split Fiction. Definitely fun if you have a spouse or gamer partner who you like to play games with.
Mm-hmm.
Very or fun game. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your thoughts on the music? Was there any music?
I was thinking about that while we were talking about the game, and like I don't really remember the music.
Yeah, me neither.
But you could hear the game this time at least, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When we played It Takes Two, you couldn't even hear the game.
Well, sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah.
But that's my computer. And I'm pretty sure I got a new computer since then. So I think it would not have that problem now.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I don't remember there being music. I'm sure there was. I don't.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me.
True. Same.
I don't know. But yeah, so that's Split Fiction in a nutshell. Definitely worth checking out.
Yes.
A very, very fun game. It's gonna go into the gaming memories.
That is true. It's in a core memory in the archive of my brain. But let's jump to where everyone could find us. You can find us on YouTube.
On the Gamer Parents podcast channel. Or over on X or Twitter at Gamer Parents Pod.
Or over at Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
Or over on Twitch, where we stream just about every Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, give or take a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if we're going to be streaming the Tuesday after this episode comes out, just because of my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that one may or may not happen. But you can check our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
But the best place to come and hang out with us and talk to us day-to-day basis is over at our Discord channel. And the link to that can be found on the episode description down below.
And it's been a while since we've mentioned, but you can also get 10% off by visiting freshenuphydration.com if you are like us and you need a little extra caffeine in your life and you like energy drinks. You can check out Freshen Up at that website, and you can use code GAMERPARENTS at checkout to receive 10% off. And that's a good way to get a discount on some healthy but caffeine filled energy drinks.
Yes.
And also support the show at the same time.
I agree. But that is it for episode 127. We will catch you in the next one.
Bye.